This is the day the Lord God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. It truly is a wonderful opportunity for us to gather as God's people to celebrate this incredible mystery of faith, Jesus' resurrection, Jesus rising from the dead. And as we ponder God's word, mindful of these past couple days of celebrating the Last Supper and recalling Jesus giving us a gift to remember him, to be strengthened by him, acknowledging also his willingness to embrace death on the cross in obedience, and then to celebrate his rising to new life. The death of Jesus maybe was finished, but not new life for Jesus, the risen Lord. And it's a mystery we celebrate today and really for the next several weeks. For the next 49 days, we can revel in this mystery that Christ has conquered sin and death for us. And there's an expectation that God has for us. And it's articulated in the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter is kind of one of the main characters of the story because he also articulates in the second reading, again, the gift of God calling us to be optimists. But first of all, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter invites us, as he speaks from his own mind and heart and awareness of Christ, the risen Lord, that he invites all of us to be witnesses of this sacred mystery. Now, I know that there's a few people in this congregation, I think, have connections maybe to law or experts in the law. And to know that in court, when you're called to be a witness, it means you give a testimony. You share what you maybe saw, what you know, what you experienced. And Jesus, because he has come back to life through God's word, invites us to also be witnesses in a new way of announcing and realizing that Christ is not only one who died, but he reveals new life to us and empowers us to have greater strength, greater hope, and most of all, a resilient faith that we can know that God can do incredible, unexplainable things, raising the dead to new life. Easter might also be about incredible discoveries. Now, when we think about even the second reading that Paul articulates and invites Christians to be optimists. You know, like a child waking up on Easter Sunday morning and saying, I'm very hopeful that I will find an Easter basket filled with lots of goodies. Huh? But there's the counterpart of that, that in the gospel today, that we also have to recognize that if the child woke up and found an Easter basket empty, that we would say it's sad news. Or to say that as an adult, you wake up and on Monday morning tomorrow after a busy weekend, you're running late for work almost, and then you get in your automobile and you find the gas gauge on E. And so again, emptiness is maybe not the best thing. But today, as God's people, as Christians, the empty tomb is incredibly wonderful, fantastic news for us. Because God's Son couldn't be imprisoned and held in a tomb, but he has come back to life and is one among us. Last night, as we celebrated the Easter Vigil and we welcomed five children who were baptized and two adults, we celebrated this festive time, this journey, and are reminded that different people also came to the tomb, like Mary Magdala. And to know that she in the gospel is really maybe one of the prime witnesses and examples for us to follow, that we seek Christ not only in the tomb, but we seek him in other places as we share the story and our belief and faith. Sometimes in the gospel, I remember years ago when I was first ordained and way back when, there was great competition, and today's day there's more than two brands of shoes, but 35 years ago almost, there was just Nike and Reebok. And I used to think that Peter and John each had a different kind of shoe that made them run to the tomb faster, huh? Because they went there and they got there racing to see this incredible experience and for themselves to be able to look and to see and notice that the tomb was empty, the burial cloths in a different spot, and Jesus not there as they may be expected. And then it says, the beloved disciple who came first but was cautious about going in, that he was the first one who saw and believed. And so he too becomes an incredible inspiration and model for us to witness, that we can sometimes see, but also we can experience and come to a deeper belief that God's Son, Jesus, the Holy One, the sacrificial Lamb, the Savior, the Word of truth and life, has come back to life after death. And he then empowers us to be truly people of faith, people of hope, people of divine mercy and love. And so together, let us praise God and for the next 49 days, contemplate how we are called to be witnesses and sometimes allow our faith to enable us to proclaim Christ and know that he's truly one among us, empowering us and calling us to truly be people of life, people of hope, people who look up and say, God offers us the path to eternal life. Let us praise him and truly think of what is above and not what is of earth. And let us also rejoice knowing that he calls us to be his holy people who live by his great command to love God and others and allow the kingdom to prosper with his joy and peace. Happy Easter.